Blog Talk Radio.
We came to let you know tonight that there is a man that got all power in his hands. And I don't care what kind of trouble you get in tonight, he'll always be your friend. He'll always stand by your side. And I can't find no better words than to say tonight than to express this song that I'm singing, no other than this right here. Jesus will never say no. That's what my mama told me when I was nothing but a little boy. She said, when you grow up, son, remember I told you, he'll never say no.
In the morning, you can call him late at night, but Jesus will never say no. And then what I like about it, he said, I tried him, and he never said no. You know, glory be to God. How many of us have tried Jesus? When we try him, we're going to try him in faith. And Jesus never say no to his children, because he wants us to be happy and have everything pertaining to life and godliness. And I just thank God for that. And at this time, I'm going to give a brief prayer before we get started. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we thank you for forgiving us for our sins. Father God, and keeping us day by day, touching us with the finger of love. Father God, we thank you for it. We thank you for your many, many, many blessings that you bestow upon us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for blessing us to live to see another day. Day that wasn't promised, but because of your grace and your mercy. We woke up this morning in a safe and sound mind. Father God, and we thank you. And Father God, we ask you to bless everybody, bless each and every one that's listening this afternoon under the sound of my voice. Father God, bless them to receive your word, dear God. Father God, we know, Father God, that you're able, Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, and we ask you to bless all the bereaved family, including my family, God. Father God, one thing for sure, we know that you know what you're doing. Father God, and you said in your word, God, that we was on this earth for just a short time. And Father God, we thank you for the time that you allow us to be on this earth, Father God. Father God, we thank you for everything that you do for us in our lives, Father God. And we praise your holy name, Father God. For we know you are God Almighty. You are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You are the I Am. You are the everlasting Father, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Lord, you're everything. Father God, and we thank you. We praise your holy name in Jesus' name. And Father God, we ask you to bless this message on today, Father God. Father God, just move me out the way and do what you do. Father God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for Brother Debo. Thank God. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit today. Well, let me just quickly testify. I give honor to God, to Son Jesus Christ, to the Holy Ghost, each and everyone here named by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. Thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. Thank and I praise God for keeping us day by day. Thank and praise God for the word that is to go forth on today. Thanking and praising God for all things. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, we thank God for that. So we're going to talk today on temptation. And we're going to come from Matthew 4, 1 and 11. But I looked up the word temptation in the Webster Dictionary. And temptation is the desire to do something, especially something wrong. When we see something that we know we shouldn't do, we are tempted to do it anyhow. And that is not the will of God. We can lose our soul salvation giving in to temptation. Now, Hebrews 4:15 says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Now, we know that Jesus walked this earth 33 years. And oftentimes we say long years because when you think of all the things that Jesus did while he was on this earth, the things that he went through while he was on this earth, you know, in our estimation, that would make that a long time. But in God's eyesight, that was a short time. And we thank God. We truly thank God for what he is to us right now. Now, he was tempted in all areas in which man is tempted. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. 1 John 2:16 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So that is not of the Father. It is of the world. Now, Matthew 4, begin at verse 1. This was after Jesus had went to John the Baptist and was baptized. After he was baptized, he went up into the wilderness. Glory be to God. For he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. See, now God allowed things to happen. And he allowed this to happen to let us know that we do not have to give in to temptation. Now, we know Jesus was tempted as Adam was tempted. But Adam, in his flesh, he could not resist temptation. Now, mind you, now I want you to know God allowed Jesus to be tempted, but I also want you to know that if God had not given his son a fleshly body, a human body, a fleshly body, even though it was a heavenly fleshly body, he could not have been tempted because you cannot tempt God. So he gave his Jesus a fleshly body so Jesus could go through the things that man go through, so that he could deal with man and help man to overcome his temptation. So he was in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. So at this point, see, Satan is watching, and he knows what's going on this earth. He knew Jesus was weak at this point. He knew Jesus had fast at this point. So he's looking at Jesus in his weakness, what he called weakness. He knew he was hungry. So he decided this is the right time to tempt him. So verse 3 said, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Now, mind you, he knew who Jesus was, but he was trying, as Jesus was weak from hunger, he was trying, he figured now is the time that I can tempt him, and he's going to be too weak to fight against my temptation. Glory be to God. So he thought he had an upper hand on Jesus. So he told Jesus, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Glory be to God. But look what Jesus told him. He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now let me hold there and go back to Genesis for a minute, to Adam and Eve. See, Satan knew Adam's weakness. He knew that the woman was Adam's weakness. So all he had to do was get to the woman first and convince the woman that everything that God said basically was not true. He wanted the woman, he talked to the woman because God had told them, do not eat of the plant that was in the middle of the garden. He said, for if you eat of this plant, you would surely die. And look at Satan. See, now, mind you, Satan was wise. He was wise. And he knew how to get to Adam. So what he did, he tempted Eve with the fruit. So in what Satan said to Eve in Genesis 2 and 3, verse 4, well, let me go back just a little bit here. Let's go back to verse 1. Okay, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? He already knew what God had said to Eve. But see, what he wants to do is fight against the Almighty God. He was upset because God threw him out of the Garden of Eden. I'm sorry, threw him out of heaven. Him and every angel that was suggested to Satan. But the woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. Now you notice, God said, not only don't you eat of it, he said, but don't you touch it as well. For if you touch it, you will surely die. Then he said, and the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. See, he working on Adam's weakness right now. And God doeth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, little g, G-O-D, as gods, knowing good from evil. See, now, he changed God's plan. God already knew this was going to happen, but God's plan was for us to all forever be in the Garden of Eden. Okay? So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired, to make one wise. Now you hear that, a tree to be desired. Desired. Look upon the tree and lust after it. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now mind you, when she took of that fruit and ate, nothing happened. Because God gave that commission to Adam, not to eat of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden. So when Eve ate, nothing happened. Okay, so what she do, she gave some to her husband. He ate. And the eyes of them both were open. And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. Now, Adam was weak. He found Adam's weakness through his wife. But see, Jesus had no weakness. Now, he looked at Jesus going 40 days and 40 nights without eating. And yes, he was weak in that body. But he was not spiritually weak. See, Satan couldn't touch that spirit. All he could do was deal with Jesus in the flesh and try to persuade him to sin against God. Now, can you imagine? Satan has the nerve to go up against the Almighty God. Okay, when the tempter came to him, he said, if I be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And when you look at that particular verse, you wonder. See, a lot of times we don't fast and pray. We want to eat all the time. But mind you, when you fast, yes, your body get weak. But what did God tell Paul when Paul told him about the thorn that was in his side? God did not remove that thorn. He said, when you are weak, are you the most strong? And that's in the spirit. Mind you, anybody that have sinned and reading the word of God and falling on your knees and pray, you will be surprised the spiritual strength that you will have. See, Satan took this for weakness. But in the eyesight of God, it was all power. And if you have not ever fasted and prayed, you are a child of God and read your Bible, miss a meal or two sometimes. Even if you fast for a half a day, fast and pray, you will feel the power of God in your body. So Jesus was weak in the flesh, but he was not weak in the spirit. And he answered and said, okay, we just read that. He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, how many of us read our Bible enough to know the word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God? How many of us read our Bible enough to know the difference when somebody tells us something that is evil, no matter how solely it is given to us, that is not the spirit of God? That's why we should fast and pray for power. That's where our power comes from. We have to turn off the TV. We have to get in this Bible. We have to pray to God. Push the plate back. See, when God wants you to fast and pray, and when you want to fast and pray, put that plate back. Read that word. Talk to God. You fast for a couple of days without eating and read that word of God, you would be surprised the amount of power that would be in your mortal body, the spirit, because you have fed the spirit with the word of God. And then you turn around and you pray to the Almighty God who gives you strength that you won't give in to the lust of the flesh. You won't give in to the lust of the eyes. You won't give in to the pride of life. You will have the strength to reject it and walk away. No matter how good it looks, no matter how pretty it seems, no matter how pretty things that you want is, it's not worth it if you have to give up your soul. But now Satan talking to Jesus, and he knew who Jesus was, but look at Satan. He gonna tempt him in a way. Look at Satan. When the angels went before God, Satan was there right along with them. And God like, what do you want? Why are you here? He said, I'm going to and for in the earth seeking whom I might devour. And when we don't keep ourselves spiritually strong, that's when we give in to the lust of the flesh. That's when we give in to the lust of the eye. That's when we give in to the pride of life, because we don't have the strength. We don't have the power to say no. And if we want that type of power, we have got to fast and pray. So then the devil taketh him up unto the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. In other words, set him at the highest point of the temple. Now, mind you, while Satan was doing all of this, don't be fooled. He only could do it because God allowed it. Because God knew Satan would not be able to tempt Jesus no matter how he tried. Okay, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now, Satan, and he used the word before he tried to tempt Jesus in every aspect, he used the word, if thou be the Son of God. In other words, he's telling Jesus, if you're the Son of God, whatever you do, you protect it. God got you. Can't nothing happen to you. And see, that's us. We let people get to us and convince us to do things that we should not do. We know better, but they make it sound good to us. They make it look good to us, and they try to convince us that it's good for us. And deep down in our heart, we know it's not, but we don't have the strength to say no. We don't have the strength to turn it down. I don't care if it's your best friend. I don't care if it's your sister or your brother. You don't let nobody tempt you into sinning against the Almighty God. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See, we try to tempt God, but we can't help God. And this is what Satan was trying to do, because Satan in his mind felt like that he should be the one sitting on high. But my thing is this, where was Satan when God spoke out of the universe, hallelujah, and said, let there be light? When he brought the earth into existence, when he brought the earth, the atmosphere that man could live on, what was Satan? So how can he remotely make himself equal to God? He can, and you know why? Because God made him. Okay, Jesus let him know, thou cannot tempt the Lord thy God. Even we, in our stupidity, try to tempt God, but our way of doing it, Lord, if you do this for me, I'll do that. I'll serve you till I die. I'll go to church every time. I'll read my Bible. I'll pray. I will be saved. And as soon as, and you know what? God know our hearts. He know our mind while we sitting up there fabricating a big unnecessary lie. As soon as God give it to us, we forget all about him. So in order for us not to be tempted and give in to temptation, we should read our Bible, we should fast, and we should pray. Our Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Because when you look at this world and all the things that's going on in this world, only God can bring us through this. We cannot do it. And again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. Now look at Satan now. Still trying to tempt Jesus. Now Jesus tired, Jesus hungry, but that was a bodily hunger. I mean tiredness. That's a physical tiredness. That was not a spiritual tiredness. That spirit was strong because when we fast and pray, though our body is weak, but that spirit has feasted on the word of God. We have been fed the word. We have been to God's throne and prayed, and we come out spiritually strong. Yes, you get hungry. Oh, you get very hungry. But the thing is, when you go through this, you will feel the power in your body. You will feel it. And when we need something desperately and we want God to do for us, we need to fast and pray. Sometimes we need to fast and pray for a week. And again, we don't have to fast and pray that whole day. But just to noon or 1 o'clock every day. And you will feel the difference in your body. So the devil take him up and show him the world and the glory of the world and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Can you imagine Satan have the nerve to go to the Son of God and show him a world that he made, a world that is in his head, for him, for God to do anything he wants to do. But Satan looking at Jesus thinking he is in his weakness. Glory be to God. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. How many of us, glory be to God, got the strength to be tempted with something we have wanted for a long, long time and able to turn and walk away? See, when we show God that we can't be tempted, then God will bless us with the desires of our heart. but we so quick to give in. I wanted this all my life, and look how easy it was for me to get. If something is too easy for you to get, then you don't need it. You do not need anything that was too easy to get, because there is something behind that. There is something behind the fact that you got it too easy. So we give in to temptation to get what we want. We don't care how we get it. We just don't care how we get it. But see, in Christ Jesus, we have to. That's just like, okay, on my right side is heaven, and on my left side is hell. Now, here's Satan sitting in hell, fire burning all around him in agony, and he look at you in your comfort and show you something that you have wanted all your life. And instead of you looking forward to the kingdom, you turn and you go left and give your soul to the devil. Think about it. Was it worth it? No. It was not worth it, and it's not going to do you any good if your soul is lost. Because the thing that you want is temporal, and you only have it for a short time. The thing that we are seeking is eternal life. Life everlasting. A life where we won't die anymore. A life where we won't suffer anymore. A life where there will be no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more pain. So we don't walk away from the beauty of God and send our soul to hell. Now, that was just somewhat of a parable to what we do in everyday life. We turn from the Almighty God and the things that he has in store for us. So our Bible tells us, eyes has not seen, ears has not heard, the things that God has in store for them that love him. We turn away from the beauty of glory to eternal life of damnation. Anytime we walk away from God, turn from him, and go to and sin against him. Now Romans 8:3 says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Now mind you, Jesus came in the likeness of sinful flesh. His body was just like ours. But the operative word here was the likeness. His body looked like ours, and our eyesight functioned like ours, but his body was nothing like ours. His body was a heavenly body. His body came from heaven. His body was prepared to come to this earth by his Father so that we would be able to be relieved of our sin, so that we would be able to be forgiven for our sin. Now, if Jesus had not come to this earth, he could not have been tempted if he hadn't come in the fleshly body. If he had in the fleshly body, he could have been tempted, but in the spiritual body, he could not be tempted. So he took on a fleshly body so that he could go through the things that man could go through, so he could ease our burden, so he could show us if we would just repent, he was just unable to forgive us for our sins, and the Father would take our sins and throw them into the sea of forgetfulness. So James 3 and 13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. So that let us know Jesus was able to go through this process with Satan. Jesus could not be tempted because he is God. He was God. And he was the Son of God. And he was the Holy Ghost. So he could not be tempted. He went through the process of being tempted. But you see how he was able to walk away from it all? Brothers and sisters, can we do that? Dear God. So let us think about this the next time we are in any shape, form, or fashion being tempted. Let us think how Jesus turned Satan down at every turn. It might be hard on us. We may not see how we're going to be able to make it. But if you just look to the hill, from whence cometh your help, you will be able to resist Satan. And what our Bible say he'll do, he will flee from you. But you got to have the strength to resist him. So let us not be tempted by Satan. Let us trust God in everything. And let us not devise wicked thoughts in our hearts, because that is not of God. Everything that we should have in our heart is love. God wants us to have beloved, because God is love. God love. Can you imagine the love God had for us and have for us when he looked down and see us in all this filthy sin, that he did not make us for that person. He did not make us for our souls to be lost. He made us for his glory and for us to worship, praise and love him all the days of our lives. And the only way we're going to be able to do that, we start on this earth. Oh, but when we go to heaven, when we go to judgment, let's go to judgment living the life of God, doing all we can and not picking up the sin that God has put in the sea of forgiveness. So that we can receive eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So I thank God for this message on today. And I certainly hope that somebody got something out of it. One thing I do know, the word is for somebody at all times. And I thank God for that. So let us have us to not give in to temptation, no matter how good it looks, no matter how bad we want it, no matter how bad we think we need it. Let us wait on God. Let him give us. And when he gives us, it's far better than what we could have got any other way. So I thank God for this time. And at this time, I'm going to open up the floor for anyone who have a testimony, who wants to say something, who have a question or anything. This is the time we're going to open up and give you a chance to speak or whatever you have to do.
Am I open? Am I open to you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're open. Yeah, you're open.
Amen, 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 amen. As always, I'm going to give honor to God. Just tell him thank you for blessing us, for telling him, for keeping us, for guiding us, for being all that we have and all that we need, knowing
amen.
That one day we want to see him face to face. I heard Monty speak on temptation, tempting. You know, Satan did just that. I heard how you spoke when you said how he tried to tempt God. He tries to tempt man daily, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You put in temptation in your way, put it in your path.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Marty, if you keep your hand in God's hand, if you hold on to the gospel plow, I promise you, everything will be all right. God
yes,
has a way of protecting you from Satan. God has a way of wrapping his arms around you just in the nick of time.
Well,
Amen. Huh? Hold on, sister and brother, hold on. I say today, like I love to tell you guys, if you have a relationship with the Lord Almighty, you can strengthen it through prayer and supplication. But if you don't, please get one with the Lord. Just like Satan tempted Jesus, he'll do you too. You know, I used to hear him saying with his kids, he said, your arm's too short to box with God. So our arms are too short to box with Satan without God. You know what I'm saying? They said our arms are too short to box with God. We must understand that our arms are too short to box with Satan without God. In the name of Jesus,
right,
get a relationship with him and get to know him for yourself. So when Satan come upon you with trials and temptations, you have, as Brother Tim, like I said, you have the almighty blessed insurance. And there's nothing like, if you don't believe insurance is needed, let something happen, break down, stole from you, broke in, and you not be covered. That's what we're trying to tell you here. That's what T is trying to tell you here when she mentioned being tempted. See, if you have the Lord on your side, you
mm-hmm.
can fight, because he'll fight for you.
Amen.
I know you will, because he told man to hold his peace. He said, I'll fight for you. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, I just thank God for allowing me to come in, be a tennis again on the service. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In the name of Jesus, as always, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for those beautiful words, Brother D. The floor is still open for anyone who have anything they want to say, anything they want to add, a testimony, or whatever you need to do.
Mm-hmm. 919, your mic is open. 919, your mic is open.
So I have a question.
Okay.
I have heard people say that when you deceive, that you your body, your spirit go to a resting place. And I also have heard that at that point, that's when you will be entered into heaven or hell. Which one is it?
Okay. When you die and you die in sin, you're not saved, you're not sanctified, you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, your body goes straight to hell. Now, mind you, it goes to hell, it come back to be judged by God and go back to
hell.
Now,
that's it.
When you die, you're going to be with God. Your body is laid up behind an altar, waiting for the day
of judgment
that you will be judged. And when you are judged, you go to heaven to be with God if he receives you.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Is there any other questions? We still are open.
So I think a lot of people fight with that question that brother just asked T because they get it twisted with the body and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they just understand that this body is just a shell of dirt and it goes back to the dirt. That
mm-hmm.
spirit is separated from their body upon death. And that's
mm-hmm.
when you separate from hell to heaven.
Okay, thanks for that, Brother D. Any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thank God for each and every one that's listening today that had questions, the one that didn't ask questions. I thank God for you. And I'm just going to ask you, I'm going to ask you to continue to pray for me and my family, Brother D, for the loss of my brother on yesterday. So just remember us in prayer. God is good. He's good. And, you know, I learned that he knows what he's doing. That's why we live the life that we're supposed to live. So that when Jesus comes back, and call our numbers, Brother D would say.
Yes.
We would live the life that would take us to heaven. But you can't live it both ways. You can't have it both ways. You can't live as part of the world and think you're going to die and go to heaven and be with God.
Go to heaven.
That's why he leave us here. He leaves us here to give us a chance to be saved. He gives us a chance every day that breath is in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Chance for salvation. So it's up to us to accept and receive him. He is just and able to forgive us our sins. He have a place for his people. And we would live in paradise for eternity. Because the spirit man in our body that goes back to the Father will live a happy and a painless, just a beautiful life. Praising God for eternity. That's the thing that we need to get into our head. When we die and that spirit go back to God, we will live eternally in God's heaven, in God's New Jerusalem. If we die and that spirit goes to hell, then you're going to live eternally in a lake of fire that's burning with fire and brimstone that is unquenchable. cannot be put out.
That's it.
So I just thank God for this day. I thank God for each and everybody that came out today to hear the word of God. So let us take just a moment, Brother D. Give us a closing prayer.
Amen, amen. Those that's listening, sister and brother, if you'll bow your heads, give God your heart. Give God your, if you're driving, we understand you can't bow, but let your mind be fixed in on the Lord Almighty. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we stop by the throne of grace just to tell you thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together once more and again to hear the unadulterated true word of God. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. We learned today a little more about what the meaning of temptation means. We know, Lord, that Satan tried his best to tempt you. We know the Bible tells us that should not tempt the Lord, their God. And we just tell you thank you for not being tempted. We want to tell you thank you, Lord. No one, Father, without you, there could not be. We know we're so grateful that you hung, bled, and died that we may have a right to the tree of life. Now, Father, we understand that we're living every day to die, to live again. And we thank you for giving us the opportunity to live again. We just thank you, we thank you, we thank you. With it, you continue to bless, continue to keep us, Lord Jesus, continue to guide us. Bless those, not just my family, but all families that have lost a loved one. Bless them, Father. Bless them in a way that only you can. Touch their mind, their body, and their soul. Let them know that you are still God, that you're still healing, that you're still blessing, that you're still giving, that you're still God. And we just said thank you right now. Touch those
thank
that are
you.
Sick, Lord. Heal their body.
Yeah.
Heal them as only you can. Give those that don't know which way to turn. Father, we ask that you regulate their mind. Let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the light. And we just said thank you, Lord, right now.
We love you, Lord.
Yes. That you continue to guide us, continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. Knowing that if you keep us, Father, we will be kept. And we say yes to your word right now. Father, these blessed among men, and we ask in your darling son Jesus' name, the only name we know to call upon. Father, we say yes right now. In Jesus' name we pray that every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And we truly
thank
God for Jesus.
For that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful prayer.
Yes.
And I just want to make an announcement. On next Wednesday night, we will be back with a time for reflection. Same time, same channel. And we encourage each and everyone to come out and be with us. If you have any question, if you have a testimony, if you just want to tell the goodness of Jesus, we're here for you. We want to hear it because your testimony can help someone else. And on next Tuesday night, same time, same channel, Brother D and his Gospel Hour will be with us again. So come out, get the word of the Lord, get God's word. We can never get enough of God's word, and we thank you for that. Now, to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. At this time, we turn back into the hands of Brother Don.
Sometimes when I get discouraged, I get on my knees and I say, Jesus, Lord Jesus. Lord.
All right.
Sister Mary. That's why he said, you know, you said, Sister Mary, you asked Jesus, could I hold your hand? Jesus said, no. You might let go. I'm going to hold your hand because you know I never let go.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
He won't, dog. I promise you, he won't let go. He won't let go.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I promise you, he won't let go.
Get out of my bed sometimes, and I say, Jesus.
Sister Mary, I saw another thing that I like too. Somebody asked you, what is the meaning of loyalty? And they said the meaning of loyalty is God waking you up every morning. That's the meaning of loyalty.
That's a good one, dog.
Amen.
Yeah, he's just there.
Amen.
Yeah. He wake you up when you can't wake yourself.
Amen. I just can't wake ourselves. Think him and do.
Can't make it by myself.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, we want to thank Sister Mary, as always. And Sister Mary, condolences to you and your family on the loss of your brother. We hope Godspeed to you and your family, Sister Mary.
Thank you.
Amen. All right, with that being said, guys, yeah, that's going to conclude our time for reflection with Sister Mary. And we want her to go ahead and do what she got to do to take care of her and her family. So, Sister Mary, thank you for a great sermon, as usual, a great teaching today, as usual. Thank you, Sister Mary.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Amen. Amen. All right, Brother D, y'all. All right, y'all. That concludes our prayer service for today, guys. If y'all got anything you want to put out there, let's bring it on out here. We got a little time to go in here. I ain't too busy right now, but if y'all got something you want to talk about, hit the one button. Let's get this thing rolling. If y'all got something to talk about, hit the one button. Anybody out there got anything they want to talk about? We appreciate everybody for tuning in today. Because, like I said, some of us really needed, though. Mike Hill, wheelchair, anybody got anything to go? We should be down here at Darlington where I'm at today this weekend. Mike Hill's big race down here this weekend. And got some pretty good stuff on tap today. The Memphis Gang's supposed to be in the house, along with maybe Joseph Wells might pop up in here, along with Randy Moss. And, man, if they bump shoulders, we're going to find out.
Somebody might get their whoosh, dog. Somebody might get their whoosh.
Yes, sir.
In the house. So, you know, I heard them last night. They said, well, if they own the premises, and they said, I think that Brother Mike, he said yesterday, they may not bump into each other. He said, why should they not? You know, and I say this. If you really the gangster, you say you are. Yes, sir. Because if you truly the gangster, though, I'm going to make it my business to bump into you. You can't have
I'm gonna make it my business.
Won't you?
I'm going to make it my business.
Make it my business to bump into you. Yes, sir.
Right,
you want to tell me no.
And then,
if I really want
and then,
you, you got to tell me
and
no.
What you want to do. And what you want to do when I bump into you. What you want to do. Yeah. I meant to bump into you.
I'm going to put the ball in your court. If I really want you, I'm going to put the ball in your court. You going
yes,
to
sir.
Tell me, leave
yes,
you
sir.
Alone. Yeah. Yes.
Leave me alone.
Well,
leave me
property.
Alone.
Some got to jump off. Some got to jump off.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Brother D, ain't nobody raised their hands up. So, if they ain't did, you know what I'll do. You know, I'll get on out of here and get,
right,
go out
right.
And get that kind of food out of here, you know.
Go.
But I got to get ready.
Oh, I didn't have you some fun.
Yeah, well, ain't nobody hit the one button. We done did our little spiel. Appreciate you, Brother D. Hope you're feeling better with that cold, boy. That cold whooping your butt lately.
Man, it worked on me, dog. I tell you, I feel 100% better, man. Up until Monday, it had me coming down, boy. I feel so much better than
you. Come on, kid.
I feel a little leaner,
you can
feel better.
You can be dirty if you wanted today, kid. You can be nasty if you wanted today, kid. Everybody's scared to talk, kid.
What's going on, dog? What's going on, D?
I can't call it, man. I can't.
Man, just here, kid. Just here.
Hey, did anybody get a chance to post bond for Andy Mack? Oh, you don't know yet.
Come on, man. I ain't going to count.
Andy Mack did hear this. Andy Mack did
Man, don't start. Now, see that kid, you don't want to bring that to the blog talk show. Come on, kid. Don't do that. Call D on the off back line.
No, kid would not act right with it.
So it's all on Facebook. What you mean to the blog talk show?
Excuse me, Mr. Kid.
We don't want to discuss
my clients.
Okay.
On the open airway right now. We'll wait till we get a little further along, and then we'll come and we'll make a statement to the public.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, man.
Y'all might think I'm bull.
Yes.
Y'all might think I'm bull jiving. Y'all really might think I'm bull jiving. You know how we act a fool on these shows, right, Flop? Can you hear me, Flop?
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
Do you? I swear, now. Do you believe somebody asked me, is Flop a lawyer for real?
Come on, man. Hey, dog, it ain't no brag. I done hit the hire a few shit. I know the language.
The joker had me talking about, is Flop a lawyer for real, man? I said, come on, man. Flop a lawyer? Is Flop go to damn court and you need to pay when you put in damn jail, man? Shit.
Damn right.
You need to pay when you go to jail. Flop had to talk about it and get his own ass out of jail.
Get him out.
Right, dog. Sure will. Yeah. Got him on speed now, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
They said, I thought he was a lawyer for real, because when he ain't coming, he talked like he a lawyer. Everybody know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a former school teacher to whoever asked, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told him.
Sometimes you have to clean up your ass.
I told him. And I told him you had more degrees than Brother D before he started talking. I told him you had more degrees on the wall than Brother D. I went by Brother D out, and I was looking at his certificates on the wall. I looked down at the fine print. It said copyrighted from George Mathis's playbook or something. Damn, D done pull some shit over me, man. Come on, man. D done. You want to tell him Flop he got these damn degrees? He done copied it off George Mathis's wall or somebody, man. Come on, man.
Oh, the dog can see it that way. But nobody get away with that much, dog. But you know what, dog? It's funny. You heard Flop said he had to hire a few. Well, I got Goldberg number everywhere. I was sitting there reading my Bible last night and run across Goldberg card in the Bible. I got that sucker number everywhere. You never know when you might need it.
Yeah.
So,
I gotta go on the page,
see what Andy Mack done doing.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well. I'm gonna be quiet for a minute.
Andy probably ain't here no more than the rest of us would do. It's just the fact that he's known by us.
Yep.
Well, you know something, Brother Fly? That sounds like what you were speaking on yesterday when we were speaking about the promoters, you know. Just slide by overnight, he ain't gonna get that much slack. But if you got that name, and that's why I went biblical on him, I'd let him know. The Bible says a good name is better than money.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that name. You know, you can get broke. You can have a $20 million bank account today and be broke tonight.
Who that breathing on, man?
This time tomorrow.
I don't know.
But you know, this time tomorrow, you can recover. You can recover. You can lose $20 million today and recover tomorrow. But when you lose that name, you go through hell and hot water trying to restore your name.
Yeah, your name is, once you lose your name, it's just like integrity. It's rough.
It's rough. Yes, sir.
Well, like I said, if y'all ain't got nothing to talk about, I'm going to go out here and make myself do some work or mingle out here. If y'all ain't got nothing, I ain't be hanging it over. If y'all got something to talk about, I'll leave it over now. If y'all got something to talk about now, I'll leave it over now if y'all want.
You're right, dog. Keep it off the page, dog. That's backline work. You're right. Keep it on the backline.
Yeah. Right on. Come on, Chair.
Well, dog.
Bobby Cole.
When Jesse James give me the break next week, who you been with?
Uh-oh.
Well, you had to tell everybody that he was getting you a break, ball.
What y'all doing? I'm going to watch the basketball game.
You must have bumped your head. Just saying I beat you to death, ball.
I'll try everything once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will. After you get through beating you in the head, you ain't going to try that no more, though.
Try anything once.
Yeah. Hey, kid, you got Jamie over there running. You got Jamie over there running bumper cars, man.
The name of my wife's junior birthday was this day.
Hey,
he going
to
tell
me
the day birthday. I said, nigga, what you want me to do? Buy you some cupcakes?
Man, go on mute. Go plant somebody out of hell, man.
All right, my bad. I'm sorry, y'all.
And Mac ain't going to help you to plant.
Yeah. So what's going on? What's going on, Bob? What's going on, Bob? We let the show stay on. We got 88 people on here. We got 88 people
getting
on
ready.
Here.
Getting ready for Friday night.
Uh-oh. You got to go up against. Who you got to go up against? Nunu?
Another former Grody. Grody of the year.
And Boney. Not Ed Boney.
And Boney.
Uh-oh.
And Boney and Nunu.
That ought to be a pretty good one,
then. I guess y'all got to call you thinking Gang going to beat me, too. We'll see. Okay, man, ain't Gang.
All right, Bob. You fried time.
Yeah. Time. Not Gang. He don't got me. He thinks he don't got me like he did Gang. He got another story coming. Walking around here talking about he undefeated, he beat Gang, he beat Candy Crusher.
I'm you're going to grab him. I'm hoping you grab him now, bro.
Okay. I'm a good read. Got the Mustang flying now, flaming up to death.
What you said about them planes, bro? What you taught me about them planes now?
Yeah, Jamie had planes on the day, too, so I ain't going to say nothing about that.
Oh, man.
I ain't talking about nothing. He wasn't going to get back either. Ray Wild got off first.
Yeah, the kid. Ball's going to throw them shots on the kid. He knows how to throw them shots on him. He can throw them the cheap shots there. Those are the cheap shots he just threw right there. Ball's know how to throw them.
Well,
that's why he got the name of Ball's. No, Boss, come on. That was a good one, though. I got to give it to you.
Boss, how far are you from Waynesboro?
About 30 minutes.
Get those stuck.
Oh, shit.
Well, you ain't no good, kid. You just no good.
Damn.
Man, that's anybody going to this barn. Shit, and my, it no man. Anybody got business down there, Wayne, bro. They're him an O.R. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the Max,
I talked to Andy Max, and the Max, he's doing fine. He said, any questions y'all got, refer to his lawyer. His lawyer's on the phone. If y'all got any questions, refer to his lawyer. His lawyer on the phone.
They don't want to say nothing incriminated stuff.
I was just wondering, was the woman kidnapped or anything, or was she forced to give up her phone number to this gentleman? You know, I didn't know. For him to text her.
Hey, kid,
you need to let them know.
And the next get your ass at the track now. You know, if you grab a motherfucker at the service station, he'll grab your ass, kid. You better be quiet.
But he about 800 miles from me to grab me.
How could I text him, though, boss?
Because
they didn't give me the number,
though.
Somebody had to give
it to me
to text him.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the man defense going to be the guy tripped and fell onto his knuckle.
And the man, that's a good one, boss.
And the man not throw no punch. The man fell and tripped and fell on his fist.
Hey, that's a good
y'all
one.
Y'all don't know you can get a motherfucker address and phone number and all that shit off Google now? You can get that shit off Google.
Oh, you can?
Hell yeah. Most people don't put their cell number on Google. Where she work at, goddamn cell number, address to my house, all that. So it ain't. I'm telling
hey,
you.
Hey, Tate.
I agree with everything you just said.
I said for the most part, you won't get a cell number off of Google. For the most part,
you can get a cell number.
It's called they're working with it.
Technology, a motherfucker, now, boy. You can get whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it is. Hey, listen, D.
But we can say this stuff, whatever it is. I think he just said
that. If you ain't trying hard, you can't get it. If you pay some money, like if you go on there, you can Google that shit. If you want to pay some money to get more in-depth information, you can get whatever the fuck you want to get on somebody.
Now, I agree with that there, though. I don't believe no one. I could be wrong again. You know, I always run this stuff wrong.
It's only so much you can get for free. But if you're willing to pay some motherfucking money, you can get whatever the fuck you want to get on somebody.
I agree with that a thousand.
Get old addresses.
There's no way your ass lived that when you were 16 years old.
I just don't believe you're going to go through all that to get a cell phone. It's much easier for me to give you the cell phone number. I'm on mute.
I can't argue with my dad. We ain't going to argue much really at all, but I damn sure can't argue with that.
Hey, Tate, I learned that from Balls.
He grew up as a kid.
That's some personal shit. We don't know the situation, so that's really something anybody should be joking about and walking
really
around. That's just my opinion.
Exactly.
In my opinion, be left alone. That ain't even for this show. This show be our racing, man. That's that man's personal life.
But when it first came to this show, the first thing Dog said, the people always accusing Dog wrongly. First thing Dog said was, Dog said, that's for the background. That's not for this show.
Right.
They like to accuse Dog of doing things. They will never really give the Dog the credit that he truly deserves.
And Andy Mack, my buddy, he still owe me some money right now, but that's still my buddy. He's my buddy.
Oh, man.
We don't talk about his goddamn... They don't talk about his goddamn personal life with his motherfucker.
You know how I like to crack jokes, and I ain't cracking no joke on him. Leave that go.
That's off limits. Turn around. That's off limits. You go ahead and talk about.
Oh yeah, that's off limits. You're right.
Can I get that bet with goddamn Jesse James or what? Did you change your mind or are you still trying to sell some goddamn shirts? What you trying to do?
I'm gonna sell some shirts, boss. I mean, that's a hard race, man. But I'm gonna win it though.
This goddamn boss, Lowrider. This goddamn boss said he locked the race in just to sell some shirts. Because he needed that race.
Yeah. You both all side each other purging.
Yeah. They going to get his shirt.
He bad
sales,
acting,
Tate. I had to laugh.
He bad acting, Tate. You got to give him credit where credit is due. He's bad acting now.
Boss working every fucking angle that is to be worked to hustle. That's no bullshit.
Jesse James' home track. You know he's going to have to cry with him.
Are you going to be selling your shirts or Jesse James' shirts?
I'm gonna sell the t-shirt. Looks like you're the pitcher. Tell anybody.
They said, "What shirt you gonna sell now, bro?"
So me and Dog gonna be out there representing Georgia.
Gonna be out there representing Georgia now. Georgia ain't no slouch.
That motherfucker, see, that's how slick he is. He ain't never tell us who got them shirts he gonna be selling.
Yeah, he just said sell shirts. That's what he said now.
Oh yeah.
Hey. He's still in the Dakota. That's for sure.
Say you come, the shirt's going to be $25. But if he win, it's going to be, if he lose, it's going to be
$35. Yeah. Goddamn.
Best buy your shirt before the race, though. Best buy your shirt before the race, huh?
See, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to talk so much shit.
Yeah.
They're going to goddamn and hate Boss so goddamn bad. So if Boss lose, they can't wait to buy that shit to show what Boss got fucked up at. And then if he win, the people that love him can't wait to buy it too. But we still going to win either way it goes.
Either way it goes, it's a win-win for me. That's the smartness in Boss. You know, you can't knock the man for being sharp now.
Say Boss taking a break, baby.
I like the way he eased dog. He said, me and dog. Did y'all hear that? He said, me and dog. Letting you know that if anything go wrong, he ain't in this by himself.
Hey, D, I was just saying. Brother D.
Yes,
Jamie and Cowboy and Boss was some bad motherfuckers. But me and Boss was there first. 20 years before he got there.
I heard you say that,
dog. Tony taking you down with him, bro. You either going to ride with him or down with him.
I don't miss much.
But Tate, I'm like you, Tate. I don't mind going down with Tony. As long as Tony acting the way he acting, I go down with him. I don't mind him.
Right. Yeah, he on his team.
When I'm with a joker, I'm with him. Trust me, if I'm with you, I'm with you. I'm with you. You can take that to the bank.
Boston. Head is ups and down. Boss on his shit right now. Oh, you rolling with him because he on his shit right now.
But Dog, Dog been saying all year long, Dog said if he ever get that cut right, somebody in trouble.
Hold up, Dog.
Wait till the race get a little close.
Yeah, he ain't gotta wait.
They got a couple weeks, don't they?
Man, I don't know. I don't care.
Well, that's what I heard, nigga. Wait till he get close.
Yeah, he gonna get his ass blowed out.
Yeah, wait till he get closer, nigga. We gonna see.
All right, but let me know when it get closer. You call.
Okay.
All right, dog. You can go ahead, dog. Go back. I gotta fuck my buddy up, dog. See, I mean, me and my buddy gamble. We gamble.
Hey. You can't gamble with your friends. Without him catching a toot, he must not be much of a friend.
Get fucked up and need to borrow something, he know I got it. If I get fucked up and got to borrow something, I know he got it. That's why he's
right.
Not a problem.
That's right.
He's got a
What good do a friend do me if he can't never do nothing for me? I can't do nothing for him.
If you can shoot
dice. I need him to have some.
I watched Dog and Cowboy. They was over there in that trunk. Gambling against each other and all that. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. You shouldn't be mad if your friend want to gamble.
Nothing wrong with it. Right?
Ain't shit wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
You many sensitive people.
There's nothing at all wrong with it.
I want to gamble, preacher boy. What's up?
You many sensitive motherfuckers. Brother D. You many sensitive.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
I don't like.
I don't like nothing
these
wrong with it.
New sensitive soft motherfuckers. I don't like them.
Yeah,
I'm
nothing
at all
wrong with it. I swear I don't.
We ride to the track together.
I remember a rabbit slid a bit out of me one time. He told me, hey, Cram, at least you know once I break you, I'm your friend. You can always borrow it back.
You can always borrow it back. That's our motto.
I don't know where they got that from. Yeah, I don't know where that came from. You can't bet your friend. That's crazy. I think
you know,
some
of these guys get in their feelings, man, when you try to bet. Some of these guys get in their feelings, you know.
To me, again, Ball here, they're truly not friends then. They're associates. See, a lot of us put that friend label on people that's truly just associates. You know, we throw that friend label around to me.
They be in their feelings, baby. They say, man, you try to bet me. They be mad, baby.
How many of us have him? Let's be clean.
Huh?
Before we go any further, let's be clean.
Ones you can depend on. That's it. That's it.
That's it, though, boy. That's the truth, though. A true friend supposed to be to tell you when you wrong. A true friend see something going down wrong between you and him. One of them will walk off before you let it go left. You come back
and
you later.
You know, and dog, call Leon and ask him about how you feel about his race this weekend.
That's a true one.
Be honest, I'm gonna be honest with you, boss. I ain't calling you no cause I'm at the track, but I hope Leon get fucked up. I hope he get his ass rolled out the side.
No, no. Hey, then what you ask him? If that rain stopped the race at 6, is he willing to go at 8 or 9 or on Saturday? That's what you ask.
Whatever you do, I hope he gets fucked up. I'm just gonna tell you. After the race, now we can go to the damn Red Lobster, whatever you want to go to, but I hope he gets fucked up. And I'm saying it loud, and I ain't trying to.
Not
to challenge you. Go back and tell. You go back and tell. I mean, we all right though now. Me, he prime time.
You know,
and prime
you know
time,
what the motto is,
though? Mark got 2 kids that's fighting, huh?
Hey, dog, you know what the motto is? It's either 661 or 1321. You know what the motto is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we can be friends after that. But when he get up there in line, I hope he get fucked up. I hope he get fucked, slap the hell up.
Well, how do y'all feel about the race?
Yeah, I feel good about the race. Okay. From what I've been hearing, I feel good about the race.
You know how to bet.
I'm going to get him on here. He's been talking like he feel good about it, boss.
Right.
If
it rains and stops after the time they pose a race,
right,
we going to find out who really wanted to do the race. You see what I'm saying? Because if you're trying to go, you're going to negotiate. Say, fuck it. If it rains at 6, we going to go at 7. If it rains, if it start raining at 7, we're going to go at 8 or 9 or 10 or the next day. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That, you know, that's what Dog and I was talking about taping the show.
Because ain't no rain on Saturday, so it should be renegotiated.
You said no rain on Saturday?
Yeah,
you said no rain on Saturday?
No.
You know, Dog and I said this when this show first came on today. Dog was made mention of these bears are supposed to be on Josie Wells, Bobby Cole, Jamie. And I told Dog, and he agreed. Anytime you really want your man and he in the vicinity of you, it ain't no such thing as y'all not going to bump into each other. I'm going to purposely bump into you. You got to tell me no. That's when you really want your man. So I say that to say this. If you know it's going to be a rain out Friday and you at the track, Saturday, the next warm day, if I got to say Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday,
right,
Wednesday, we getting busy. Yeah, we getting
well said.
Tate, you know, when we were street racing, it would start raining. We used to drive till we found a dry spot because want your man.
Yeah,
go find us a dry
well
spot.
Said.
Make somewhere. Be
well
dry.
Said. Well said, Brother D. And right now, I speak for Brother Ryan. I'm gonna speak for Brother Ryan. We are willing to negotiate. If it rain at 6, we'll go at 8, we'll go at 9, we'll go the next day. We want to get it over with this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We can find out whether Ryan talking shit or whether Leon talking. We can find out who's shit going to get
that
back.
That means that the greatest trying to race. That means you trying to get out.
We're going to find out who was just talking shit and who really want to race. Don't let that rain. Because the whole day Saturday ain't showing no rain. So if both of them people want to run, it should happen. It don't have to happen on Friday. It can happen on Saturday.
Don't make me have to drive them 14 hours up there and go to Leon's ass. Don't make me drive them 14 hours. I want that motherfucker band the hog won't slop.
No, the man ain't going to have no ass. He ain't going to have no ass left after Ryan get done
I got my woman with me. I got my woman with me. I got 3 vitals, and my dick don't get hard. But when I think about me, that dick get hard.
No, stay at home, man. You ain't gonna have no ass left.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Save me that tip, then, Tate. Because if y'all don't do it, I'm gonna have to come up there. Hey, look at Tate. Put me some bond money aside too. Because if Leon win, I'ma park on his front yard. He's gonna have to call the fucking police to make me leave.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's just racing, but we plan on doing them dirty. Dirty Diana.
Diana.
I just said Dirty Diana. Dirty Diana.
Hey, see, that's why I say we plan on doing a Dirty Diana.
But, you know, in all honesty, we laugh and joke, and that's what it's all about. That's what it should always be.
It
should never go no
man.
Further. It's all about
out.
Fun, man.
See, they call me, drag said, man, I don't want y'all to fight. Man, I ain't finna fight Leon, man. Leon,
fight
you fucked
nobody.
Me around. I didn't,
yeah.
I ate that, I swallowed that, I didn't even argue.
Go
with
him next
all page. Hey, D, all I've been saying is since he did it, because I never argued with him when, that day on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can vouch for me.
Yeah.
I never
you did.
Raised my voice. But ever since then, I just say, fuck it, I'm going to get it back out there, Ryan, fuck him up.
That's mm-hmm. it. Yeah. That's what you've been saying. You've been constantly saying.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I'll get it back.
That's what I mean, you know, when I said, I mean, I know I've been guilty, but it, racing should never come to no fisticuff, man. It should always be. And after the race, we should all be to get together, throw them barbecue grills up, eat, drink, and be
oh,
merry.
Man.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Not the fellowship.
Nothing but some fun.
Not the fellowship.
Yeah. Nothing but some fun, man. That's all it's supposed to be. Hey, kid, because he first thing from if you know you
mm-hmm.
can't bet for 2,000, why you betting 3?
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford to bet no way.
Right. 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 Exactly.
So my thing is, man, I ain't got no person against Leakin. He did what he did. I'm past that. It wasn't even about the money or nothing like that. I'll just get it back in another way. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna let the show know because I don't. Hey, Tate, you know I don't do nothing behind nobody's back. You know I'm straightforward, so I'm gonna let the show know. I just put an APB out for Leakin. I don't know if they're gonna find him, but I just called it.
But I don't even want to talk to him. I said what I'm gonna say. It ain't nothing to talk about. You put that money
mm-hmm.
up. Let that money talk. You know that song say, let that money talk. They got that money talk.
Yes, you missed it. You missed that doggone Grants and Lincolns and Jefferson together. They tend to have a nice conversation with somebody. They tend to talk. And whoever wins understands everything they see.
Yeah, then I got a check thing, and they get mad when you're wrong. They sure do get mad. Motherfucker, you wrong,
man.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, this is true.
They got a car.
That's
they,
true.
They got a race car. But then when you draw them, they mad at you. Why you drawing on me? Well, you got a race car.
Yeah.
I got a race car. I'm
mm-hmm.
trying to
race.
Shit. Yeah, you got a point there. Dog, you ain't the only motherfucker get text messages. I get text messages too.
Yeah, but that's true, though. I don't understand that you get mad because you draw on it. I really do. I never have, but it's good. I mean, if it's too much for you and you can't fade it, you could always just simply say, no, I don't want them troubles.
Hey, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make you less of a man to say you don't want them troubles.
Hey, brother.
Come on, bro.
When you draw it on, when I draw it on you, you ain't get mad. You said, I ain't in your head before. So
I ain't want that problem.
That was
4 or 5 years
ago. Shit.
Yeah, I told you I do not want them problems, and we ain't never stopped talking about
it.
And you still, Mr. Daddy. I told Rock
that the other day, Rock. If you call the motherfucker, you done called the motherfucker 15 times. You done been on Facebook, did all that old comedy bullshit, for some attention.
Mm-hmm.
If the man ain't responding to nothing, I mean, he really just don't want no trouble. He don't want to say it, but, I mean, just leave the man the fuck alone. He don't want to say it. If the man was talking slick, and goddamn it, you can get in touch with him, and you hold
mm-hmm.
his mother, you put your foot on his neck. But you ain't caught, if Facebook didn't draw his ass out, you got 3-4 motherfuckers calling his phone. You called his phone. He ain't answered. Man, the man really in the heart of Red Rock. Leave it alone. Now he's somebody else.
He don't want that trouble. That's all to that. He don't want that trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I say again, though, great. Ain't nothing wrong with not wanting that trouble.
Yeah, D, I'm saying it to say some people don't want to say it, but it's nothing wrong with saying it, man. Ain't nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with not wanting that trouble, man. You don't want it. You don't want it. Ain't nothing at all wrong with not wanting that trouble now. Tony Bones, man, I tell you this. I don't want that trouble.
Hey, D, I done had some motherfuckers tell me they don't want that trouble no more. And then they go out and do some testing and look at their ticket and then say they do want some trouble. And then they come out to the same property and find out again they don't want that trouble.
They don't want that trouble.
Yeah, hey, ain't nothing wrong with it.
You just had it happen to you with Josh Jones. Josh Jones, he don't care what nobody said. I don't want that trouble.
He told everybody he was not paying no punk out, period.
Punk
right
out.
On.
That's what
he
said.
He said, I'm not paying nothing. He got to whoop me. It's going to be for that minimum $5 when he got to whoop me. But he reevaluated that shit.
He
changed his mind.
Man, I don't want that trouble.
Yeah, he ain't nothing wrong with that. That's why I said I gave him some respect for that. A lot of these niggas won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I gave that man some respect for that shit. I ain't bullshit. How the motherfucker won't do that? Hey, then he turned around and said, I know I fucked up and locked you in again. I'll send you your money as soon as you ask for it. He said, I'll send you that $1,000. How you want it, mother?
Hey, dude, Boss still on? Is Boss still on? Hey, Boss, you still on, Boss? Boss still on?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Boss, you gonna get paid one of them recliner seats in the... You gonna say and take one of them recliner seats you got in your car?
Hold up, dog. Hold
okay.
Up.
Okay, see, Boss.
Okay,
dog.
Boss got one of them seats where you get up to the line and it automatically lit back and let you settle down in it. You didn't see how Boss settled down in that seat? Hey, Tate, we gotta name it. I'm finna fuck you up, see. I'm finna fuck you up.
I'm finna fuck you up. Damn, real Boss. Y'all said Boss laid back in that motherfucker.
No,
you said Boss laid back in that motherfucker too,
dude. Man, Boss laid back in there like he was on a goddamn recliner
chair,
man.
Yeah, they know all the goddamn purging and all that shit, waiting around and shit.
Hey, Boss, I'm finna tell you some real shit, Boss. You hear me good.
Uh-huh.
You didn't even shock the world when you turned that wind light on. You know when you shocked the world? When you cut that second light, when you turn that goddamn second bulb on.
I swear I thought Bob was going to roll there and roll through the lights a couple of times. And said, when Bob said that light on and sat back in that shit tape, I said, oh, shit.
That's what shocked the fucking world. You hear me? Not the wind light. Like, he jumped back out there by the front of the road. They say, oh, shit.
That shit shocked Jamie, too. It shot Jamie too, see? It fucked him up, and that was taking a bump on. Oh, shit. I'm
playing
the race
playing
for real.
A game all the time, though. You see that tape?
He said
he knew the guy was there.
Yeah, you fucked the world up. I'm telling you for real, you fucked the world up. I done heard 30 motherfuckers just on the phone on his show say they know you wasn't finna cut that other bump off.
I mean, they said just on the bump. Oh, shit.
Dog, what you said the other day? Dog said he told the dude at the track. When he asked him, Dog said, it don't matter. If he turned it all the way down to the long, he put it on the show. He put it out. Dog.
Yeah.
And you said, what Dog said, it don't matter if he turned that light on or he don't. He put it on the show. So when you turn that motherfucker on, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Yeah, you lit them motherfuckers.
I don't understand how they thought I was playing when I locked one. I took all the whole 3,000 locked up to run Ghostbusters. So how they thought I was playing? I was serious. I see my ticket. And I was serious when I locked in the whole pot. Jamie Nell put his money up.
Hey, you go to live feed with Boss Lincoln. What I said, Jake?
Yeah, he's it don't matter. Host put on the show, whether he light it up or not. Yeah. Yeah, but it shocks you, hey Donald. Did it shock you? You the goddamn godfather. Did it shock you when he cut that motherfucker off?
I told you it did. I ain't gonna lie, yeah, Tate. I said, oh shit. Mom's going there for the motherfucker.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
What's up, kid?
Yeah, you.
How you doing, man?
With another goddamn
Tate, I swear.
25.
Yeah, Tate.
You and another 25, 30, 40,000 motherfuckers were shot. Yes, sir.
When Jamie had one on and Boss put two on there and didn't roll through, I said, oh, shit. This must, to be honest with you, now, Tate, if he had done one of them automatic 7 seconds, he would have been counting out because I counted them. Jamie was a little late.
Yeah, Jamie was a little late.
Jamie coming out. I thought I was the only one. I said, hey, he's taking a little long time to get in that motherfucker.
Yeah. But see, Jamie,
hey,
Jamie was looking
for
me to roll
him
through.
It probably scared him too.
So he had to get his stuff back together. Bullshit, this one for real. God damn, this mother got his whole frame of mind back together.
Yeah. He did some shit. You did some shit to a motherfucker, man. You did some mind shit right there, Tony. And motherfuckers might not know it or understand it, but you did some... You play some mind games just off the history of how you done did some other shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Damn sure did, too. 601.
He probably knew I was dead serious this time.
Yeah. A motherfucker don't know how to take it because normally in the past, you might fuck around going there and double bubble motherfucker right away. Then you done went in there and turn on one bulb and don't turn on the other bulb. So now... A motherfucker don't know what the fuck you gonna do right now, boss.
Especially when he thought he didn't treat me, and I thought I was scared of it. I don't know what made him think that. That's what he thought.
Oh, dude, man.
We're tricking now. We're tricking about that $1,000. We're tricking about that $1,000. We're gonna pay the fuck out.
Hey, boss. Nothing beat the double cross, but the triple cross.
Yeah, that's what I had to do. That's looking crazy. Well, y'all don't know when it rained last Friday, we had $3,000 up.
You had two people thought they were double crossing you, and you come in with a triple cross. God.
Yeah, so there's a double cross, hiding the cars and all that, and fooling people. My car is a little more out.
Yeah, go through all that, Moses. Just come through that gate and let's lock
it in. It's your world party now. And it's like, Chase, you didn't go back and look at the video when Jamie was going down there to get the car. You didn't see that video.
Listen, you a goddamn lying. I don't even go back. Listen, I don't never even go back and watch live here. I went back and listened to Jamie live, and I said, God, this is crazy. Man, they thought they had you, motherfucker. Headed in four holes in church, man.
Man, I don't know how they thought that, man. You think I don't know racism. Like, I'm just talking.
That goddamn Jamie was so goddamn excited and everything, man. Like, he was, and that man was on cloud 1500. I ain't bullshit.
I mean, hey, like, he had won the goddamn lottery when I said lot.
Yeah. Hey, he said easy money. This easy money.
Bad chick.
Yeah,
bad mouth.
Yeah, I had to go back and watch that. I had to go back and watch that after y'all were talking about it so much and go look at it. Yes, I did. Because I was watching Dogs
with
Eyes for the race.
We got it now. We got it now. You need to know. Oh, gosh. I can't believe it. Man, that man ran all the way up that hill, man. I know he had to be tired when he was up that hill. That man ran up that hill.
Shit. Man, all that adrenaline he had in him, he didn't even think he went that far. That motherfucker was filled with adrenaline, Tony.
That's the goddamn car.
Now, Tate, I'm going to say this here now. It might not, a lot of people might not do this here. If I did that now, if I did what I did in that situation, that means I know my car should have been right. Now, if they had ran off the trail, it might have been on a different race because he claimed it broke on his second pass. That first pass, he didn't do that. So
he shook down.
I'd have been ready to go off the trail.
Yeah. Yeah, he shook down.
I'd have been ready to go off. If I didn't trick Tony like I thought I was tricked Tony, I'd have claimed my trailer and went to Tony. That's right.
Hey, and I heard Tony say, But Doug, y'all must not be that confident. Y'all got to make a shakedown? Y'all should be ready.
Yeah.
Hold on, Tate. Tony thought Tony was going to argue. Tony said, shit, hurry up and make it so I can go to your head. Hurry up and make it.
I said, Paul's ready. Paul's ready. I ain't bullshit, Paul. You were ready.
Y'all get out of the way and get him go through the middle.
No, it makes sense. Tony said, man, look, I know they come back.
You're breaking up, boss. You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Ain't on my phone. Ain't on my phone, dog. I ain't breaking up.
Tony said, well, shit, I want to run Ghostbusters. So why wouldn't I run this car? Why wouldn't I? You know
what I'm saying? That's why I can't. What the hell are they thinking about? Got no damn with Ghostbusters about this damn dope, boy.
Right. Yeah.
What the fuck they thinking about? Where this philosophy just went stop berserk?
Did anybody try to ask or get to the bottom of where the trick was? Like, what was the trick at?
Trick was them.
It was only a trick if they had a one. The only trick you could say you tricked somebody if you had a one.
But I'm not saying that as a joke, because like I say, Tony had been trying to lock Ghostbusters in for a few days, about a week or so, and Jamie wanted to run for more money.
When they locked him in with Doughboy,
which Tony say feel like that was a slower car, and then they say they tricked him. So I'm trying to figure out, like, I said to myself, like, where was the trick at? The man already said he wanted to run the faster car. Y'all locked him in with a car that he feels slower. Where was the trick at? That's all I was saying. I ain't saying there's no joke or nothing.
I was trying to figure it out. Only thing I still got to take from their perspective, and David Mitt did make a little comment. He said, "Don't worry, that's the dope." He might have been goddamn telling the truth, so he tricked us around the fire.
Oh, that's what they were saying.
Oh, he did say
that. Tony, I'm not saying it as no joke. So you saying they felt like Doughboy is faster than.
Doughboy is faster than Ghostbuster Rat now, because Ghostbuster ain't doing shit lately now.
This year,
Ghostbuster been doing shit, so Doughboy is faster than Ghostbuster as of Rat now, until they get the buzz out of Ghostbuster.
Okay. Well, see, I don't know that because I ain't down there with y'all. I don't know what's going on.
Ghostbuster can't run out of shower rank. Ghostbuster have a goddamn truck with six don't beat it. Ghostbuster ain't shit. That's why I'm trying to run Ghostbuster for real. And when Jamie ran Richard Disher, the boy Tamara, Richard Disher, Jamie was wide open with Ghostbuster, and Richard Disher by probably car and a half. I had to get down Richard Disher probably about 4 or 5 cars at the 330. Yeah, close.
Now you know
Ghostbuster ain't doing nothing.
You know it's a good thing. That's why they say I say you're a smart motherfucker. Cause now you saying. You know Ghostbusters ain't running at his potential right now, and you don't want to fuck with him. If he do, you only fuck with him because they ain't looking good.
You know when they get that motherfucker right,
they're going to be on your ass now.
Oh, I know this. That's why I'm trying to stay on them. What's that kid right now? So they get the buzz. I told him, you going to
put me on your ass now.
Yeah.
You're on your fucking neck, boss.
But it took them a year, all last year, to slow that bitch down like they did. It's probably enough year to get it back like it was. That's all they did all last year. Did the whole ring open and all that shit. Cut the stock fixing out. Put the full link up under and all that stuff. And then the car ain't worked since then. Can't put no power down about the hole. He's coming to hell both times off. Oh, bro, you say, you know how you say you're trying to find the sweet spot? That bitch ain't find that sweet spot yet. That bitch ain't got no sweet spot no more. He got the roll lock. Or he got it. He put the power down. He blow tires off. He don't do one. You can't come out of hard like he used to the fullest. It's built to the fullest. It's a thing of the past. That's why when he ran that car from Florida, he tried to put power to it, blew the tires off. And I know that track was hooked. That damn house hook is hooking now. And he still blow the tires off. So that's what I tell you. That car ain't no man's land. Hell,
by Randy Moss, Hook went down the track. Goddamn, Joseph Wells, Hook went down the track. Everybody Hook went down the track. Then those of us blew tires off all night when that track got right. Well, let me know, you know, that car is why I'm trying to lock in over 3,000. That's why James wasn't ready, because he knew that car ain't right. All he got to do is say, hey, man, the car ain't right right now. Once we get the car back right, we'll run you, daughter. Well, he's trying to hang in there like he really want to run me. The car ain't right. The suspension is not right. They put the suspension when you change that shit over.
Yeah.
Ice dog in the shootout. Damn it, rolling out against everybody, man, and then putting power on. Rolled out against that damn truck, though. He couldn't catch back up. That truck had slicked on it, too, Tate.
Oh,
28-10-5 slick.
So you really just want him to go and say, Jamie, boss, I can't whoop you right now. Leave you alone.
That's all I got to say. But that pride, boy, that pride won't let him do it. Pride would not let him just say that. He still want everybody. He know that motherfucker ain't do it. That's why he won't dare come out with Ghostbusters run anybody. He won't run you. He won't run goddamn nobody.
Hold on, taking the cap. He said 30 for the cap.
Yeah. Ghostbusters ain't doing nothing. And like Dog said, when they had that shoe right up there. That was Ghostbusters a little pitiful, man. I wouldn't even have to shoot out with Dog. So I was listening to Dog said about the car. Unless Dog was lying.
Man, them one of them got limit $5,000. They went $520, man.
I know it.
And I can't talk about Ghostbusters because, you know, Tim Huddle's my buddy, though. So I don't really want to talk about it. I got to call the way I see it. I got to call.
You must have never noticed. I don't even go in like that about, cause Tim is cool with me. Tim, the owner of the car. I ain't never been to talk bad about that man's car. Jamie Johnson the car. I want to fuck him up. But I'm not gonna talk bad about the car. Period. You see, when Tony talking about it,
right.
I ain't saying a word.
Yeah.
So then,
I'm cool.
I ain't gonna talk about the car or none of that. But if they want to run me in that car, that's fine. But Tim, cool
with
him.
Like Brother D said, we can be friends at the 661 or the 1321. But in between there, I want to aggravate an assault murder case on your ass.
Right.
Y'all know how many times y'all heard him talk about my car.
Me and Jamie been having going on all these years, ain't got a goddamn thing to do with Tim. You know what I'm saying? Nothing.
Well, I'm just reporting what I see. Y'all know how many times they talked about my car. Tony, your car going left. Your car going right. Your car old. You got old electronics. You can't do shit. That car, you outdated. Said all that shit about my car. I ain't never laughing. Getting ready. Hope you get to that line. But my car went old and outdated when he was driving it. When all that shit went there like that when he was driving it.
Tony, you done made the trip damn near 5-6 times and a couple of them been off the trailer. About 3-4 of them been off the trailer, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm already off the trailer. The trailer was this weekend. Thursday night was off the trailer.
Yeah.
You got this? Ready to go?
Well, you know what? Hey, you know what I always say, boss?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what I always say? And the world is round.
Come around, come around.
You know what that means? You know what that means?
Yeah.
This shit gonna come around, bro. You have your time. Another mother had their time. Hey. The world is round. When shit go bad for you, it go bad for you. It ain't your turn no goddamn moment. It's your turn. It's your turn right now, boss.
Yeah,
I'm going
to get it up. I'll be ready in 5 minutes, 3 weeks.
Boss, it came back around. It came back around to your turn, boss.
The one you had that, what kind of car that is you got?
Yeah. Is what it is. I tell you what, it's going to be some racing right now. As long as I got this goddamn car to get in, it's going to be some racing.
Boss, you know Jamie not going to take that and just lay down. You do know that.
Until Jamie get the oil pressure back in fact, he can't fuck with me.
You slapped the man around the track. Now you're there talking crazy, boss.
If you get back down, now I lay on down. I don't even say nothing. I'll lie down. Till he get back down back on the road, I'm going to have my phone. He have his phone when he got up on me.
I didn't say you're doing nothing wrong now, boss. You ain't doing nothing wrong. When it's your turn, it's your turn. I can't say you're wrong. I'm just saying, you know he's not going to take that and just lay down. But you're definitely not doing anything wrong. It's your turn.
You don't mean just Joe saying cracked on me. I say I will.
You most definitely not doing nothing wrong. You won the race. I tell guys all the time, a man can't join and talk when he win. Man, can he talk? He definitely ain't going to be able to talk when he lose.
James would have beat me to be cracking Joe's thing. He's the cracking Joe. I don't know it.
I'm really surprised he hadn't been on her, to be truth with you. I really am surprised. I would expect it.
They don't know way backstop at right now. I mean, they don't know way Ghostbusters at. They may have to put a stop switch back in front of the car. Can't leave the whole heart. Got to roll out or put power to it, blow the tires off. No way is that. You should left that car.
You're doing too much homework, boss.
You should left that car like it was.
You're right.
You should left that car like it was. It say start suspension. We got start suspension. That don't mean that was bad. Shit, those buggies have a hell of a shit to put them, man. Now, pocket chain can leave there with it. Put it right there with it.
You said pocket chain can leave there with it, boss.
Right there, shit to put right there with it right now. All better.
Good God, everybody.
Y'all just pay attention to that car. You know what I mean? That being left hard, they put that four leg upon it.
I know this is J-Mod in Cali, but I can't believe he's not saying that.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing he's not saying that. Well, he's a pocket change. He's a free car lead with
it. I'm going to start Jesse James. I'm going to take that damn break.
You said you're gonna take the break from Jesse James.
Yeah, we're not having the break. Start the world at this
point. Well, when you get on a man's trail, you don't let up, do you?
I'm a real fast.
You don't let up.
I'm really see how fast that guy go down. Now that's gonna be a hard race. There's a power to it then.
You gonna put yourself? You trying to say, bro?
You didn't really pour the power to it against. You trying to say you really didn't pour the power to it against Jamie? That sounds like
hell
what
no, man. I'm testing the car. Y'all know I'm sprayed the car. The last time I sprayed that car, hit the damn wall. Dog was over there, and you know, and before then, it was horsepower in Lando.
Nah, he been taking it easy. He did. You look at it. He ain't got no flames on. He taking it easy.
No flames on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's taking it easy right now.
Yeah, really just A to B pass.
You better turn that motherfucker up fuck with Jesse James.
Oh yeah, I think I'm gonna try to duck the end ball.
Yeah, that's what he just said. That's what made me ask him, Jay. When he said he's gonna turn it up, I'm like, so what you saying? I'm like, Jamie, where nobody is?
I'm gonna take that motherfucker off 33. It's about 270 on 33 right now. I'm just gonna be on 34 with no 48. Time is gonna be coming on a whole lot leader, just ain't gonna catch me in the
way
smile.
Just
ain't gonna
stay
me running
quarters,
so.
Right. Paul's gotta figure it out. He got his plan. He's gotta make sure his foot in order. He got it laid out. Where you playing on it? Sounds good, man. Definitely sounds good.
That break a motherfucker, man, got from my 58 smile.
Yeah, especially an eight. That break can be a mother.
Yeah, that's jump out there if you want. If you watch that bitch at the 6 foot, you probably don't even leave. Don't even leave the line. Stop being the 6 foot before you take off. You probably don't even take off.
He better be on top of your boss. If he's not on top of him, he ain't gonna catch
you. No, he got to stop. If you any kind of space, if you fuck around, let any kind of space between us, then give me the break and he might without anything.
He can say that pass. He can say that pass for later.
Yeah, say that pass for later. Shit. But that pass somebody else. Especially if he got a driver. Sometimes you can have a driver and you can give a motherfucker the break.
Right.
Loftus is dog. Loftus can't give a motherfucker the break, can he?
No, it ain't that easy to do, bro. A lot of people can't do that, man.
I say a lot of people don't know how to give a motherfucker the break. Where that race was in Alabama?
Right. Yes, sir. Boss gonna dive in that motherfucker. Hit a 001 on nigga. My bitch. You mind if she take a picture?
Look around it. I motherfucker don't not give a bitch a break. You sell this kind of watch a motherfucker one nut give a bitch a break. You got to watch his nose. Give a bitch a break, you got to watch his nose. So looking over at his car, you're fucked up on that break every time. Give a bitch a break, you got to look at his nose. I love that race right there.
Hey, T. Hey, T. T.
Yeah.
Hey, T. What y'all don't realize, man, I shouldn't tell y'all. Huh?
What else? Come on with it.
Wait, I shouldn't tell y'all again.
Shut up, boss. You ain't just hear me say that, though. I just heard him say that. I mean, I just said that when you was on mute. I said, man, Boss ain't got that motherfucker turned up. The timers is stretched out. Ain't no flames or nothing. That motherfucker on A to B right now.
A to B looking good. A to B.
Oh, I'll pay. Hey, I'll pay as good as you. Yeah, that motherfucker ain't nowhere near doing nothing right now. Shit. Wait till he goddamn and go to goddamn stepping it up. All gonna be a motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm just gonna spread out the little jets a little bit, folks. Right now, a little too much gas getting there. I'm gonna clean it up. In the same boat. Regular power glide is in the car. I run in the car, power side. With all them 3 speeds and lockups, I got to take like $6 down there.
You
know,
you think them motherfuckers making them faster, boss?
Yeah, 3 speeds making them faster. Oh, I saw them brake like something.
Yeah, 3 speeds.
Fuck it, just goddamn pick the right race.
Ah, okay. So you know you more comfortable with 2-speed.
Yeah, I'm more comfortable with 2-speed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I get that. You know?
Way more comfortable.
You know, they say it's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah, just stay in your lane. Stay in your road. Stay in your lane. You lane. About 3-speed and lockup now, I'd be just for everybody else. Yeah. Let's aggravate the stuff, especially at lockup.
And the bigger boy on the 2 boards now. And out of he passed yesterday, 83.
Not damage it. Jamie had 3 speeds the other night over that change up, but he got a small block up. 3 speeds don't have a small block up.
But you know,
I heard Jamie over that change. That's what they were doing.
It didn't help him. Oh, what
do
you
say?
It didn't help?
No, hell no. At the end of the day, you still got a small block. You do all that drama, all that dual, got two throttle bodies on it. Two carburetors, but they throttle bodies on it and 3 speed and all that shit. But at the end of the day, he still got a small block. I didn't see no small block running with me out there. Yeah. Dog, give me a call tomorrow around 12 o'clock.
Do what now?
Give me a call tomorrow around 12 o'clock.
Okay, all right, no problem. All right.
I'll catch up.
Y'all got anything else? Yeah.
All right, boss. Y'all got anything else on the show y'all want to say before I go hang this motherfucker up? Y'all got anything else you want to say?
Hey,
hold on a minute. 240-1481. Come on in here. 240-1481. Come on. 240-1481. What you got? Bert D, y'all got anything else, D? Kid, Flop, y'all got anything else you want to say? All right, if y'all, hold on, they might not hear me. If y'all ain't got it, I'm finna go ahead and shut this man. I'm finna shut it down, man. Good night, y'all. Y'all have a great one.
Yeah, no, dog.